Mobile. 12 Tango Mobile.
Conscious awfully early this morning.
To me, W2T.
Yeah, I said, wow, you're awfully up and early and conscious this early this morning.
What's that? But I'm supposed to meet somebody at my church at 10 o'clock, and they decided to come back up and pave my section of the road today, so I had to figure out how to get out of my drive because they just laid a new lane of asphalt down, hadn't rolled it yet, and I had to figure out which way traffic was going so I could go left or right. So finally they were coming at me so I could go right and get out of there the shorter distance.
Rusty, when you get home, you'll have a new road.
And I'm not going to make any bets on that. And because their paving machine was sitting still because they had run out of asphalt again.
I think you need to just get out there and supervise them.
Yeah, out there supervising. I'd be chewing out too many people's behinds.
Well, let me see if I can hit somebody real quick. W4NGU, KN4 VWA, you out there yet? GU, KN4 VWA, you awake yet, Phil? I'm still asleep, Rusty. That figures.
Earl, he didn't want to talk to you this morning. You on your way to go flying today?
No, I'm out and about on a little social event, and we're riding over in the mountains today.
Yeah, I'm over here on the road that goes to my church, and I come along a house that's along here, and there's a sign out front, and lots of cars in the driveway that says estate sale, so, and I know the people who used to live there, so they were members of my church, but, okay, so, anyway, well, good for you, good for you. I'm just going to figure out how to get back into my house without going the short way. I'll just have to go the long way to get back later. But that's okay. I'll make it, you know.
One way or another. What's that old saying? This too shall pass.
It's it. So where are you going? Up around the Blue Ridge Parkway or somewhere up that direction?
Up along the first ridge. Over towards Rosman.
Well, and all good for you. 2 weeks from today, I'll be up near Raleigh. I got to leave on Friday, go up and spend Friday night there for a meeting that I've got to attend on Saturday morning. And it's a little too far to get up and drive it on Saturday morning and then drive back the same day. So I'm going to make the group I'm meeting with pay for it. They're going to pay for my mileage up and back, and they're also going to pay for my hotel room. And I'll make it mandatory that I be there, so they'll pay for it.
Yep. Well, just one thing, bud. The governor of North Carolina has issued the mask mandate again, and the reason that had to happen was the entire area around the research triangle is pretty much the hot spot in the state. The outlying areas like Asheville and Silva, Parkway and all that is just fine. It's just over there in the Raleigh, Durham, Greensboro, what's the name of that little town over there? Over in that area, right there in the middle.
It's a good thing our event is outdoors and not indoors anywhere, and all, but we're going to be at some state park over that way near Raleigh, and, I guess I'll find out a little bit more because it's like 2 weeks from today is the meeting and the event, so maybe they'll cancel it between now and then, and we'll go back to having the meeting on Zoom.
I'll say, if it's 2 weeks out, the way the numbers are going, yeah, they might just cancel.
All those folks that have decided they're immune to the virus, so they're not going to get the vaccination, and, you know, then they're going to be sick and make everybody else sick, you know?
Well, let me just tell you something, bud. Now they're saying that even though you have had COVID, you can still get COVID. So you have to get your shot, which is bull rushes.
COVID and I've had the shot, so I've got lots of antibodies.
Anybody in Sarpent has got the antibodies and you don't get it again. And even, well, anyhow, we're not going there this morning. I just get riled up every time I hear them trying to, oh, and you heard about CNN. They fired three people for not having had their vaccination. Man, tell me that's constitutional.
Not that, and all I know, they were threatening, and several other places have threatened to fire people if they don't get the vaccine, so, I don't know. Let's get off that subject, Steve. I'm like you. That's a subject I just soon stay away from. Anyway, well, I'm here at the church. I'm going to go on inside and start loading up the stuff I got to move, and I'll leave it to somebody else to decide, you know, what they're going to do. Talk to you later, and y'all have a good trip up there and enjoy your day, and we'll catch you later. KN4VWA, W2T, 73s.
Good day, Rusty. Enjoy it. And I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, I am clear and mobile and waiting on W4NGU. Wake up, Phil. I'm clear.
KM4VWA, W4DJW. Good morning.
Morning, sunshine. How are you doing today?
Just playing around with the ray tracer here this morning, trying to figure out the color scheme I'm going to put on the Strike 40. I think it's going to be red, green, gray, and white.
Well, that should be a very visible color as long as you don't make it too busy.
Now, it'll have large sections of solid color where it'll be easy to pick out those sections in there. That little stripe I put on the end of the wing on the Bloody Wonder worked wonders. That was very, very, very good. I saw on the Balsa Airplane Builders Facebook group where somebody built not a Bloody Wonder, but a SIG Wonder, which is where it all started. It went from a SIG Wonder to several different iterations before it got to the Flight Test Wonder. Flight Test Bloody Wonder. But anyway, that little stripe, that little racing stripe on the right wing or left, yeah, on the right wing, made a world of difference. When you came out of it, like if you were spinning vertically really fast, when you came out of it, let you know whether you were looking at the top or the bottom of the plane. Otherwise, you didn't know till you pulled the elevator.
Yeah, complete disorientation. Well, on the plane's part. Wow. So, tell me something. What is your material you're using for striping?
Years and years ago, I used to buy monocoat all the time. I've got a box full of about, I don't know, maybe 60 or 70 rolls of monocoat. So I just still use monocoat for things that don't have any foam in them. And where they have foam in them, I've got two different kinds of covering. One is supercoat, and there's not much of that left in the world. So I'm very conservative with it. And the other one is ultracoat. And there's plenty, you can still buy ultracoat.
You know, I think I've got some J3 Cub Yellow Supercoat. That's the low temp stuff, right?
Yeah, that stuff is really stretchy and low temperature. It'll shrink up really good and it stays nice and tight, but nobody makes it anymore. I don't know who it was that was making it, but it was probably the best on the market if you had to put it over foam.
Adheres to that paper fairly well?
Not foam board, but just foam. But yeah, it's got good adhesive on the back. And you know, as long as you only use it once or twice, and you start using it three or four times, then the adhesive sticks to what you pulled it off of. But you can heat it up and lift it and heat it and stretch it and push it back down and stick it and hold it there for a second or two on low heat, and it'll stay in position. You can take wrinkles out that way.
I'm going to have to dig my roll out. And you say it won't work on the foam board, though?
Yeah, Supercoat was made for that. Whereas Monocoat, to get it to shrink, you'll melt the foam. You got to use higher temperature, and that melts the foam. I think Ultracoat is in between the two. You can use Ultracoat. You can go up too high on the temperature on UltraCoat as well and melt the foam, but it works better with lower temperatures than Monocoat does.
Did I hear you say the SuperCoat will not work on the foam board on the Bloody Wonder?
Yeah, but it doesn't need any. The Bloody Wonder doesn't need any covering at all. I see what you're saying now. For that stripe, yeah, I put it on. I used it for that stripe, and it worked just fine.
Yeah, I've got some of that J3 Cub Yellow, and what I used to do was put it on the leading edge at about an inch back on the top side to where when I looked at the airplane face on, I could tell. And when I was looking at the top of it, you know, that about an inch back, I could tell which way it was turned that way also. So face on, leading edge on, and looking at the top of it, I could tell which way I was going. So I think that may be what I do on my next Bloody Wonder. Because, yeah, I had that same problem. I did a face plant on one of those Bloody Wonders because of that very reason.
Now I think about it, I think I used white duct tape on that stripe. That stripe was white duct tape is all it is. And I just went around just enough so that the wind can't get up underneath of it on the leading edge. I went around and down by about a quarter of an inch under and then cut it off. And that's all it took. It's just some white duct tape. You can use that or you can use that, like that frog tape and stuff like that on the Bloody Wonder. If you're going to use anything that has heat in it, I would recommend getting a piece of scrap and trying it on a piece of scrap before you try it on the real deal.
But I hadn't even thought about that green frog tape. That would work pretty good. I may just try that. That would require pretty much no heat at all.
Right, that's why I use that white duct tape. No heat whatsoever. Just stick it on there and you're good to go.
Remember the red duct tape that I used under on the bottom of my maul wing? That stuff is a little bit heavy. You know, it's a heavy duct tape. Do you think that's too heavy to use on the leading edge on this Bloody Wonder?
As long as you don't put too much on it. Like that first black wing that I had, when I started folding it, the paper started cracking. And I unfolded it, and I put some, Amy has that Gorilla tape, the clear Gorilla tape, which is really thick, clear tape. But when I put that on, and I put the full width of it, which is about an inch and a half or 2 inches, all the way across the front. And then when I folded it up, it held together. It didn't pop anymore. The paper wasn't popping. But as long as it's just one piece across the front, you're good. You start trying to change the color of the wing with that stuff, then that's just way too heavy.
Texture of it, you know, it has that heavy grid pattern reinforcement in the duct tape. I was just wondering if that might create a problem for me for airflow at all.
Well, sometimes you want to break up that airflow a little bit. Some people put, like your mob has little bumps and ridges up there at the top. They point in, then they point out, and then they point in, then they point out, and they're made to break up that airflow so it doesn't stick to the wing. You know, there's advantages to it both ways. If it gets too stuck to the wing, then the wing doesn't move around in the air very good. It gets in a flow, and it wants to stay in that flow. Instead of that's why they put those things on there, to break up that airflow, create some turbulence.
In a smooth tube, what do they call that? Laminate flow, and what is the opposite?
I lost my mic again. I get clicking around on my microphone is a window on the desktop, and I get clicking around and I lose it. You're talking about Bernoulli's principle, Bernoulli's law.
Bernoulli's law, yeah, that's about laminate flow, which is absolutely smooth without resistance, and the opposite of that is what? I'm trying to remember.
The opposite is pressure. So there's pressure on both sides. This is where Bernoulli's law is taking effect. It reduces pressure. So if you've got further to travel, you've got more flow, which means less pressure. So the top of the wing has a large arc in it, and the bottom of the wing is flat. Flat has less distance to travel. So both of them have a vacuum underneath of them, but the vacuum under the top of the wing is a whole lot higher than the vacuum under the bottom of the wing. therefore the wing rises. Is that what you're talking about?
Principle of lift. What I'm thinking more in terms of is like like fluid flow. Fluid flow in a smooth tube will just simply flow, and there is no, in laminate flow, there is no turbulence or mixing, and you can actually inject another compound into that tube, and it will travel without mixing down the tube. The other type of flow that I'm thinking of will actually mix everything, and across the top of the wing, with those little dimples, like on a golf ball. A golf ball has the dimples to create air resistance, and that's what creates part of the stability of movement. That's what I'm trying to think of. What are those dimples that create the turbulence called?
No, but I know that that creates a layer between the golf ball and the outside wind so that it has less resistance, so it goes further. So without that, the wind grabs onto it and sucks it and holds it back and won't let it go. But with those, it can build a little wall between the golf ball and the wind on the outside, and therefore it can travel further. And I think it also helps with English. When you put English on the ball, right, it helps grab so that when they want it to arc around a bunch of trees and go over to the hole that's behind the trees, it'll do that.
Exactly. It creates, well, like the seams on a baseball. When the seams on a baseball rotate in a certain direction, you can actually induce movement with the rotation of the resistance of the seams. That's how you throw a curve. And when you break up that air across that surface of the wing, I understand the basic principle, and it's just bugging the snot out of me that I cannot remember the opposition to laminate. I'll just have to go and look that up.
Is it turbulent? Laminate versus turbulent? And those things, I think those are called turbulators, is what they're called.
Okay. But no, I think there is another term other than turbulent. For that function. But anyhow, I'll have to go back to my basic physics classes and figure that out. Oh, I had all that back in college, and I loved it. I loved physics back in college.
Yeah, I like that too. I enjoyed those classes. I took mechanical engineering, and I had a lot of that in there. And then how you do the math to figure out exactly what's what. That was fun too, but you don't use it, you lose it. And I've lost all that. Long since lost all that. Anyway, you going at 2:00 today to the foothills? You going to try to make it over there? It looks like the rain won't be here till 4:00.
It just simply depends on timing. As a matter of fact, I'm on Highway 11 right now, headed towards the western part of the state. We're gonna go over and get on 178 and head up over towards Rosman. But I don't know if we'll be back in time for 2:00, or if I am, I probably will, but it just depends on how much time we spend over here today.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to make it out there a little bit earlier than the meeting starts so that I can test out my spoilers and my flaperons, elevator flaps, flap-assisted elevator. See how that works. See if I can tighten up the loops with the flap-assisted elevator and with the spoilers for coming in at a 70-degree angle at 90 miles an hour and then slamming on the brakes to change the angle of attack from 70 degrees down to 20 degrees up. Like popping open an umbrella in a 70-mile-an-hour wind.
Should be very interesting. And as a matter of fact, man, you're talking about doing a steep approach, for landing. That, power on, bud.
So that's the way we did it back in the days of Miss Martha before the National Fun Fly Championship. Miss Martha reigned for about 10 years, and then this guy down in Georgia created this one-wheel airplane with really thick wing. And he didn't have to do that anymore because he tightened everything up. Before that, that's the way the Marthas would do. You'd dive at the ground at 70, 80 miles an hour, right? And with power on. And then when you pull your throttle back, everything changes. It changes its pitch completely. And you just touch a wheel to the ground, then you power on, and that cleans everything up. Everything gets retracted, and the power goes on, and you do it again. And you do it, and the one that did the most of them, the fastest, was the one that won.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll ever have that kind of timing. But there again, you never know. I've just got to get air time.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Davis. This is Chad Kale, 4NUE. Do not want to interrupt your conversation, but I do want to let you know, listening to you talk about the paint and this, that, and the other, Spartan Paint at Heron Circle sells model aircraft paint that doesn't react to foam and things like that. You have to buy a pint at a time, talk with John, tell him what you're doing, and he'll get you fixed up. And there's different types, too, epoxy and this, that, and the other. Just for your information, KO4NUE, and I'm clear. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Hey, Chad, is that a hobby shop?
It is right there here in Circle. It's a professional paint shop that sells paints for cars and aircraft. Or tell the guy, tell John, or the, there's a Mexican guy in there that's really good at mixing paint and this, that, and the other. Tell him what you're doing and tell him you think it can't react with foam, it can't eat it away, blah, blah, blah. And they can add textures and, you know, mix things in with the paint. And just want to let you know, I know if you're buying that specialized over the internet and things like that, I'm sure that's part of the hobby. But just so you know, they do have that at or something that could be used at Spartan Paint, just for your information. Right there, here in Circle, when you go past the sheriff's office, get on the circle, go a quarter way into the circle, and you'll see the shop right there on the right. Just peel in there and tell them what you're doing, and they definitely can help you out.
Hey, Dave, what about tomorrow? You reckon you might get a little flat time in tomorrow?
W4DJW, appreciate that, Chad. And I don't know. I don't know about tomorrow. I haven't looked at the weather yet on that, but I've got battery charging for today. If tomorrow turns out to be okay, I wouldn't mind going out there. But probably do Foothills today and Campabella tomorrow.
Now that sounds like a winner. I don't know that I'll have time to get in some flight time today, but I sure would like to get a little bit tomorrow afternoon. So, anyhow, if I see a little gap in the clouds, I'm liable to just run over there since I'm so close. Well, so what have you got planned for the rest of the day? Honeydew, honeydew, honeydew?
Lost my mic again. I was pulling up the weather to go forward to tomorrow to see what it was going to say for tomorrow, because I haven't looked at that yet. Today I'm looking at the pattern that I'm going to put on the strike. So I found these renderings that I did a long, long time ago. I did four different renderings of it. One with the monster claw on it, black and green. One with Mountain Dew emblems on it. One that's just red, green, gray, and white, and with some black lettering. With my call sign, my FCC call sign, and my FAA ID, so that I don't have to worry about sticking them on there. It's just built into the design. And it had Spectrum on the vertical stabilizers back then. I've replaced that with Free Sky. And I'm running the renderings again. There's like 1,400 renderings so that it's flying across. It looks like something like the surface of the sun, but through a lens that makes it not so hot. Makes it look like cold blue, where it's instead of hot red and yellow. And it's the camera's rotating around it as it's flying across a direction. So you can see all of the different angles of it with that covering on it. And then you just swap that covering out and do the same thing, same rendering on another pattern. And like you said, that way you can see it in all different angles that you're going to see it when it's flying in the sky, and you can tell whether that's going to blank out or not. So it's render. I started the render over like four times when I was replacing Spectrum with FreeSky. So I'm doing that rendering today just to get, and then, you know, if I don't make it out the field, if it starts raining before I make it out there, then I'm going to start the covering process on that one. Once you start it, it doesn't take that long. Just picking what you want and getting started is what takes the time.
Yep, the repeater's doing real good this morning. I'm passing Table Rock State Park as we speak.
Yeah, is that normally not very good for where you are?
Shadows down through here, and I'm on a different radio. Oh, I figured out what I had to pull my 857D out of the truck yesterday, and I put my 8900R in, and I'm not sure what it'll do across here, but anyhow, I worked on the 857 last night on the bench and got it fixed up, got it straightened out. I sure would like to see if I could find a new display for that thing. Anyhow, yeah, it would get some shadows over through here.
W4DJW is syncing up with a repeater. 14% chance of rain tomorrow. The high is going to be less than 90 throughout the day. Right before 4 o'clock, it gets up to 89. That's the hottest it'll get right before 4 p.m. So, yeah, tomorrow will be a good day to go flying. The wind, 4 miles an hour. So that's not bad at all. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy, though, and there won't be any sun out. So that's kind of a good thing. It won't be in your eyes, but when it gets behind you, you won't be able to see the sun reflected off the wing either. So tomorrow will be a good day. And that radio, you figured out what the audio, the transmit audio coming and going is? What was causing that?
I did. Somebody hit the mode switch. double dumb, you know what, on me.
What mode were you in?
Part of the problem, and I gotta claim a little bit of innocence on this thing, because my display has dropped the mode indicator.
So you don't like, Yaesu has a mode that's called digital. No other radio manufacturer has that, I don't think. Maybe Flex has it. But most of them call it upper sideband, lower sideband, or there's double sideband, and there's another one that other manufacturers use, but theirs is their upper sideband, which is the same as single sideband, is labeled digital. So you have to be careful with that. I've not had it in that mode and tried to send digital communications on HF, and it just didn't work on that radio. Well, on the, you know, the brother of that radio.
I think one of my radios is an 857 and the other is an 857D. And, like I said, neither one of them are showing the mode. So I'm going to try to do a little bit of research. It's got to be just the display, the LED display. So I've got to do a little research and see if I can find a display for it.
Well, if you're thinking about selling those and upgrading that TS-480 that does 200 watts out would be the one to look at. Do you have time to look that one up yet?
No, I hadn't. I cut 4.5, almost 5 acres of grass yesterday evening.
With that big John Deere tractor? That should be like me cutting my front yard.
No, I got my commercial Cub Cadet back. And, man, I tell you, my runway, I cannot wait to get that little micro UMX turbo timber back. That thing is going to be perfect out there. I've got that runway in the front yard. It is smoother than over at Foothills, Campobello.
Well, that one, that's a hand launch one, right?
Balloon tires, and it's got, you know, the big tires for the size of the airframe, so I ought to be able to roll it around pretty good.
Is that the one that the elevator servo quit working on?
Roger.
So you sent it to them, they're going to fix it and send it back?
This is supposedly the game plan. I would assume they're going to fix it under warranty.
Okay. Well, let me know how that works out for you. Did you get that other foam one working? The one that that's all foam, fuselage and all?
Yeah, that's the Motion RC Paget. And, I've got it in the air, but I just can't get enough power out of the prop. The rubber band prop does not want to stay on it because the motor's too powerful. So I got to figure out, I'm going to actually get my small lathe out and make myself a hub to go on there that I think will keep the prop on the plane with the rubber band so that I don't snap a blade every time I land. If I use the prop hub that they sent me, oh, it flies just great until I land, and if the prop's in the wrong position, it snaps a blade because those blades are so light and so thin, all you got to do is breathe on them the wrong way. So anyhow, I've got to hit that happy median and make myself a hub.
Yeah, you're getting into an area that's, you're getting into a shadow now because it's starting to break up a little bit. I'm probably scratchy on you too. What are the other guys at the field that fly those planes? They don't seem to have any problem. What are they doing different?
At the bottom of ticket. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you.
All right, it is kind of scratchy. Good talking to you this morning if you can still hear me. Stay safe out there. K4VWA, W4DJW clear.
You got a little bit of snap, crackle, and pop on you, but
from where you are at that height, you ought to be able to hit this repeater with a handy talkie.
I can hit it, and of course the Anderson one over on Sassafras 2 and the 6 mile one, pretty easy from up here with a handy talkie, but you know, elevation has something to do with it.
Yeah, I wish I had a little bit more elevation at my house, and all it would help out if I wasn't sitting in this deep hole that's out here at my house.
Well, let me run. I gotta help Mary finish getting some stuff ready. Good to hear you, Rusty. Take care, and hope your handbell setup goes good. WU2T, K4RM.
Okay, Fred, we'll catch you later. I'm going to go find me some breakfast. WU2T Mobile, 73s.
VWA, K4RM.
K4RM, K4VWA. I'm on Nancy Mountain, and we're off for the pavement, brother.
Because the road's got some rough spots in it, and I'll be by the radio if you need me.
Oh, yeah, it's rutted pretty good up through here in spots. Matter of fact, oh, yeah, you got a couple of rough spots, bro.
Your field is rolling?
I haven't been able to raise him on the radio.
When you get to where the two rebel flags are, that hill going down past that is real rough, so take it slow there.
This guy coming the other way. And where did you say it's real rough? Repeat that, please.
You know, through the switchback and off of what we call the north face, you'll come to the kind of a little crest where there'll be a house on your left and a house on your right, and they both have rebel flags. Once you pass that, you go down a hill past that, and it's really rough right there, so be careful.
Roger. I may just stick it down a four-wheel drive low and select one gear and let it just crawl.
I could find, because it's dry. There's not, you know, mud or anything, but I've got the guy lined up to come grade and put down gravel, but he just hasn't got here yet.
Hicksville, KN4VWA, W4NGU. Wake up, Phil.
He must not have his radio on. But anyway, I'll be listening. K4RM.
K4RM, K4VWA,
I'm
clear.
RM, this is KC4RGK.
K4RM, go ahead.
Jim, this is KC4RGK in Spartanburg. I was hoping to trouble you for a signal report. Over.
For Romeo Mike, my name's Fred. You sound good. I got just a little bit of noise behind you, but that's probably on my end. Over.
My name's Michael. I'm just I haven't been on the air in probably 25 years. Just getting back into it, and gave the mobile rig a little tune-up. Operating low power, which is 5 watts on a Kenwood PM241 Alpha. This one from the archives. Over.
Well, you're doing fine for that low power. Sounds good. Like I said, just a little bit of noise behind you, but I'm up in the mountains up in North Carolina, and I'm not that far from this repeater, but I've got some hills in between me and it, so overall, you're doing okay for that level of power.
Appreciate it, and good luck with whatever event you're doing today. I think I overheard some talk of radio-controlled devices or airplanes or something. Pretty interesting. Over.
Steve, KN4VWA, talking with Dave, W4DJW, about that. But no, we're not doing that. We're just doing a little get-together up here at my mountain place. But good to meet you, Michael, and you take care, and we'll talk to you down the log. Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, I'll be clear.
KC4RGK, clear.
VWA, K4RM.
There, Fred.
Over my driveway turns sharp up to the left.
Yes, sir.
K4RM.
K4VWA.